What's up, everybody? It's Wyatt Graves, and I'm your host of the Mentee Podcast. Welcome back. When I decided to pursue becoming the host of this podcast as a way of fulfilling my own mission of helping other people live the good life, I did so with the vision of having a diverse group of mentors who could help across a variety of topics. I didn't want to just talk about business or finances, but I wanted to talk about other things like self-worth and being vulnerable, addressing shame, working on physical fitness and parenting, and especially key relationships and fostering them into the kind that are deep and strong is one of my primary goals in life. It's why I like to talk about them a lot. I've always said that I didn't want to, and I still don't want to grow old, be successful in a lot of different areas, and yet be lonely. And so when I did my own goal setting to the now process many years ago, what I learned is that if I want strong relationships at the end of my life, I have to invest in them now and make time for them now. And so anytime I get to have a conversation with others around how they are fostering key relationships and what they're doing to help grow them, it's always a delight. Today's conversation is with a longtime friend of mine who shares a glimpse inside her journey along the road of having a blended family and developing and really fostering key relationships inside of that kind of environment. Paige Cosby has a Facebook page, and she shares that inside the episode. It's called Blended Bloopers. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll gain insight on your own key relationships and those around you who come from blended families as you listen to this conversation that I got to have with Paige this morning. If you desire a deeper relationship with those who matter most to you, and you want to be inspired to take action towards that goal, then you'll learn a lot from this conversation just as I did. Paige has always been a successful person inside the business world, and in this conversation, she shares just how she's taken those lessons from her business and she's applying them to her home life too. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. Share it with your friends. We all can benefit from understanding the dynamics inside of blended families. With that, let's get into the conversation with Paige Cosby. This is the Mentee Podcast. I'm your host, Wyatt Graves. And each week on our show, you will get to learn from world-class mentors who share behind-the-scenes strategies which will help you level up your life and your business. Jim Rohn said, "You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with." If you're interested in upgrading your five and living the good life, then this podcast is for you. So, good morning, Paige. I am excited about this conversation. I was just thinking about the conversation this morning. Usually, I do our episodes in the morning, so it gives me space to just think about our conversation and to kind of get in the zone of what we're going to talk about. And a couple of things, really, there's three things that I kind of wanted to start the conversation off with, which are different. Two are really different. And then the other is just kind of par for the course. So I'll just dive in. One, knowing what we're going to talk about today has just, I don't know why, but there's this sense of just really calmness and just it so much so that usually I stand up for all episodes that I record. And I'm usually dressed a little better. And today I just felt like sitting down. If I had coffee, I would be drinking coffee and just having a casual, personal coffee conversation. Yeah. It's just weird. I don't know what it is, but I'm excited about it. Anyway, that was just one of the things that came to my mind this morning.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's like morning coffee with Wyatt Graves. I'm
excited. The second thing is, I talk about building the good life all the time. And usually when I quote the good life, I'll say the good life is a life that you intentionally choose, that you've put forethought in and you've chosen it, not because of your environment, not because of programming, but because you've explored and dug deep and really thought about what was important to you. And then I'll always reference the good life as if you had all the money in the world, but no time, it probably wouldn't be the good life.
Right.
And then if you had all the time in the world, but without money, it's probably not the good life either.
Yeah, well, probably boring.
Yeah. The second thing that's sort of different about our conversation this morning than others is that what occurred to me is, in terms of our topic of conversation today and the content that you're going to bring, the experiences that you're going to share, it makes me want to add a third dimension to the definition of the good life. And it's really been a part of my definition all the time, except I just don't voice it. And that is key relationships, right? Yeah. The good life is one that, yes, you have time to do what you want to do. Two, you've got the resources financially to do what you want to do. But really three, which I never say in this morning's conversation, just thinking about what we're going to talk about, it makes me add that third bullet point, which is having the right people to do it with and
absolutely
having the right connection with those people to do it with.
Yeah.
So it's just really, I don't know, it gives me the chills right now just to think about that.
I agree. You know? Especially with some recent circumstances that has happened, those three key components are, I agree, vital.
Yeah. And the third thing, which is, I'm going to say it's 100% the Holy Spirit. I thought that we should start with a little prayer. We've never done that. So I appreciate our relationship knowing that it is acceptable, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So let's just start with a little prayer.
Do it.
Dear Lord, thank you for this conversation today. Thank you for the journey that we've both traveled, both Paige and myself, that has led us to this opportunity to share the lessons that we've learned. And we just pray that you would bless this conversation, that you would honor it, and that you would help bring blessings to the hundreds of people that will hear this conversation today. So, Lord, we thank you. We give you honor, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
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 So, Paige, we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
You were always an upperclassman in high school and in church and in the youth group and cheerleader. I don't even know all those programs or clubs that you were a part of, but you were everywhere in high school. Right?
Yeah, I couldn't help myself. That's right.
And then we've shared an office building together. You used to lease the suite next to my office. How many years ago was that you leased the office for your Mary Kay sales?
That would have been a hot 15 years ago.
Wow. So we've shared office space. You drove a pink Cadillac, right? From being successful in Mary Kay sales.
Yeah.
And was inspiring even back then. And so fast forward to where we are today, you're a real estate agent.
Yes.
On the CalMe's team in Denham Springs, Louisiana.
Yes.
And y'all are killing it. Y'all are rocking it out. I love everything I see on social media, especially the production and the people that you're serving and really the fun that it looks like y'all have on that team. So congrats to that. And I'm also in the real estate world, so we get to see each other in some of our events. And even in those events like Bold that you show up and you share your stories, they're still just as inspirational as ever. And through that, I think is how I've just sort of kept up with what you're going through and what you're doing these days, which has drawn me to dig deeper and to say, Paige, tell me what's going on. Tell me how you're winning. Tell me what's happening in your world. And in those little sidebar conversations, you introduced these words to me called blended bloopers.
Yes.
And I said, I love it. And so we've had a few conversations about it. And that's what's led us to today's conversation is your heart and your passion to share what's happening in your world around blended bloopers. So I'd love for you to just open us up with who are you? Give me some more details into your story and your track record of sales and leadership and inspiration and motivation and success. And then also, if you would, just tie into the story, your personal journey. And that, I guess, we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, awesome. First of all, I want to just tell you, I love this podcast. I find so much value in it. It's been so fun just to kind of dive deep into it, hear your inspiration behind it. So thank you for the invite, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is a pleasure having the chance to just not only know you, but to have grown up with you and to see you from 20 years old now to, you know, in our 40s, you know, just that 20-year journey between us. It's just been really neat to see each other's personal growth. And so just really excited for you. So thank you again for the invite.
Thank you.
A little bit about me. My name is Paige Cosby, and I just want to kind of start off. I've always loved sales. I've always loved people. And I think it's just kind of funny to go back and just see like where we're, you know, I guess basically where I've started and where I'm at today, because I think it's always just been the fun drive and the people that have just kind of, I don't know, they just kept me moving. I won't go into too much detail because I feel like there is a lot in that 20 years that I could go into. But the reason why I'm here is to really kind of talk about how not only has my sales, you know, generated a new belief barrier in me, or not belief barrier, just a belief explosion inside of me, but also how it's really now affecting my new family life, which is blended. And we're a huge blended family. My husband, we're kind of newlyweds. We've just been married for 3 years, and he's got 4 children and I have 4 children. And together we have, you know, 8. So we are Brady Bunch on steroids. So it is a common joke, but then again, we do have our serious moments that are just sometimes a little overwhelming. And I can just say this, I'm so grateful for the path that has just kind of been drawn out for me. And I know that has a lot to do with the Lord, because each and every professional avenue that I've had the chance to take, and that was Mary Kay in my early 20s, where, you know, I did experience some success as a single woman and also a young mom in my first marriage. Then it led to staying at home with my 4 children when they were babies. After my divorce, I went into insurance sales, and then I was a teacher, and now I'm a real estate agent. So I think I finally realized what I want to be when I grow up, which is really, really good. The reason why I state that is because every single business avenue that I put myself into had some huge direct influence on me. Like you were just talking about living our best life, living the good life. And I can be honest with you, as a teacher, I did not have a lot of money with my time, and that was not a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But in the same sense, I was fulfilled by the direct relationships that I had, which was that third component that you mentioned. And so therefore, it was still living the good life for me until I was ready to really get back into sales again. I had bought my first home as a single mom of 4, and that's why it was probably the most exciting moment for me still to this day. I remember sitting at the closing table, my hands were just shaking. I had my lender, who was one of my best friends growing up, and my best friend as my real estate agent. And I'm going to tell you, it was just the most fun journey that I've ever been on. And walking out of that title company with my keys in my hands, I just wept. And it was just so fulfilling, so amazing. And something just came over me. I wanted to take my teaching passion that I know that I loved, and I wanted to bring that into the real estate world. I wanted to help single women know how to buy a home. I wanted to help young families know what it's like to experience that first time home buying process with, you know, with joy and celebration instead of complete anxiety. And so therefore, it's just been my passion. Me and Nikki have a really neat and unique relationship. We're a partnership with the CalMe's team, and she specializes in listings and I specialize in buyers. And from there, we've really been able to develop a niche with each other and help each other in our businesses, where she takes care of the listing side and I take care of the buying side. And we've just had a lot of fun with it. And then that is now what I've learned in real estate is now really bleeding into my family life, and which I needed, because I realized in a blended family, the cliche that we always hear with blended families is, well, you know that what you are getting yourself into. And the truth of that is you do not know what you're getting yourself into when you're blending two families together, especially the size that we had. And we have a lot of joyous moments. Luckily, our children do get along very well. But then there was a life without each other that we're just trying to, you know, blend together. So therefore, we've really just had to kind of dig deep and really find some compromise and some deeper relationships to be able to make that household really work for us. So I am blessed to be part of the Keller Williams, you know, corporation, and then also have direct influence from the one thing, from Bold. And the reason why I'm here today is because I remember calling you after Bold, and I remember saying, Wyatt, I am like, I can't wait. I feel like I've been living almost like as a victim in this blended family. And I've been almost like just kind of had this attitude of, what have I got myself into? And Bold just helped me recapture not only my business, but it helped me recapture my family life. And I remember that day that I talked to you on the phone was kind of a new start on my attitude towards my blended family, towards, you know, I'm going to just be quite frank, but, you know, I have, you know, at the time a stepchild that we were not seeing eye to eye, and our relationship was on the point of being damaged. And I was able to stop, recoup, and basically regenerate a plan that would be win-win for both of us. And no, we are not completely healed from, you know, what I didn't know, but I know we're on the right path. So I guess I say all that to say this is the fact that I'm blessed to be in a company that's not only about building my best life in business terms, mm-hmm. but also building my best life back to my family. And second marriages are hard and blended families are hard. And I'm blessed to have the mentorship that I do right now.
I love that. There's two things that I sort of made a mental note of that I want to just sit in for a second. The first is the most recent comment that you made, which was being in that Bold class and having those realizations. We say in our world, people grow into the conversations around them.
Yeah.
And that's what we get to do in our daily lives, is create the conversation that's necessary for us to grow into. And sometimes you don't know what that conversation is. Sometimes you do, and you don't know where to get it. And then you just happen to go to a class, and the instructor yes. is having a class with the conversation that you're meant to have.
Yes.
And so just the importance to me, it reminds me of the importance of constantly showing up and putting yourself in a conversation that you may not know what you're going to get out of it. And, you know, those conversations are hard because when we make a decision to go to a class, we're making a decision not to lead generate, not to work on the contracts that we're working on, not to, you know, it's an investment and it's a sacrifice. And yet when we go and we put ourselves in those conversations, epiphanies happen.
Absolutely.
Trajectories change and lives change. And so I love that you shared that.
Well, and I'm going to just take it one next step and tell you, James Shaw, of all people, was my Bold coach at the time. And, you know, I absolutely love his podcast as well, Positivity Dad. And he is just, he's just got some great insight as well. So it was a very special Bold at that. But then this was a Bold right before COVID hit. And we were literally in our last session before our office completely shut down, which means we were not working from our offices anymore. We were working from home. And if you want to hear me speak, you know, truthfully, a lot of the reasons why I love going to work is to be away from the family. And at the same time, I'm going, wow, what a God thing that I had James Shaw as our Bold coach, who allowed me to experience not only the Bold laws on my business level, but also bring it into my family. And he rejoiced in that and helped me share with that. And talk about relationships. It brought so many of us agents together because without me realizing it, they were dealing with the same thing, even in their nuclear family, whether they were step family or not. It was just really cool to be able to have that bond with other agents to bring that avenue of thinking into their home life. But then the real test was, is I did not have that escape to my office. I was able to work from home and really see firsthand how I was able to sweeten those relationships by sharing that space again with them. And that, I don't know if I could have been able to handle it without just my mind frame shifting.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool experience.
I like those choice of words, sweeten a relationship. I really like that. And that goes back to the second thing that I wanted to call out from when you were just talking about your journey, is that while you were a teacher, you didn't necessarily have the money, maybe not the time, but you had the relationships. And so I just think that's another reiteration to me that the good life is about a mindset where you are aware of the things that matter to you. And sometimes that's relationships. When you have nothing else, it's just those people around you. And I love that you've been able to take that and then even move it over into a whole new space and recognize. And here's the thing you didn't say, is that those relationships were helping support you.
Yeah.
And yet when you decided, which in Bold, you have to be vulnerable or you're not going to grow. And so Bold does a very good job of pulling out that vulnerability in all of us.
Yeah.
Because when we share, other people realize, holy cow, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. And that's what your story allowed to happen in that class. And that's how you're able to unlock healing, really. Yeah. because people start to realize, my God, I'm not the only one. So tell me about that. Tell me about those relationships. Tell me about what you have found by sharing your story that we're all dealing with in some way, shape, or form, whether we're in a nuclear family or not, and how those relationships and our mindset to show up to sweeten the relationships that we're in really can make a difference.
Absolutely. Two things that really come to mind when you ask me that question is the fact that I am, you know, not raised in a divorced family. So therefore my direct influence, which is my parents, also my brother and my sister, they don't have a blended family. So my direct influence is not something that I can say that they can 100% understand. I think they try to be compassionate, absolutely, and they love me. But there was a sense of I had to step out and really find a community to help with just basically the troubles that I was dealing with, you know. And so I had to reach out. I mean, my best friends, even my close working relationships, they just didn't share that part of my life. And it was hard to kind of really go into deeper conversations with them because there just wasn't that deeper understanding of what I was going through. So I just call it the Bold experience. And when that experience happened in Bold, I felt very alone and I felt very isolated with some of the troubles that I was dealing inside of my home life. And I feel like if you would ask James Shaw, if you remember Paige Cosby, he would be like, yeah, that's the girl that cried the whole time.
Because how could I forget her?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, oh my goodness. This is one more thing I can use. So, but on a serious note, it was just one of those moments. And that was an open door because I did stand up and I shared my heart on one of, you know, just one of the lessons. And it just was amazing. I stood up and I said, this is something that we can bring into our work life, no doubt. But I'm just thinking to myself as a stepmom, wow, I wish I would have known this 2 years ago because I could have really started off in the whole new mindset. And I really could have started off right. Now I got to feel like I got to repair. And I'm just weeping at this point. And there was a quick break at the end. And it was amazing just to have the agents that came up to me, men and women, that just said, we know what you're going through. A lot of them are blended families themselves. A lot of people are in their second marriages. And then a lot of them were not. They were just dealing with things with their children or other relationship issues. And it just opened up so many doors. And that's where I think the fun term came up with the blended bloopers. Because even though we're not an organization, so to speak, we really do have a very sweet connection through our real estate world and in our business world that we're able just to uplift each other throughout the work week and throughout our family life. Because as a real estate agent or any kind of sales, it blends. I mean, you're not just at work and you're not just with your family at sometimes. A lot of times that world blends. And so we're really just able to keep each other encouraged and making sure that our mindset is different than what the world will allow it to be. I'm part of a lot of blended family communities and it's a blessing to be part of that because I've learned so much, but wow, can it be negative? It can be so negative and it can be so, what have I gotten myself into? And, you know, and just this hate mentality. And I was just thinking to myself, like, what if I would have went there? Like, what if I would have allowed myself to go there? I could have easily been now going on to my third marriage before. I mean, because it's a mindset thing. And anybody that is listening to this, that is struggling with a second marriage because of a blended family or not, they know what I'm talking about. This, it can be very, very heavy and it is very, ooh, it's so slick how that negative mindset can set in where you are almost ready to let it all go. And so the fact that this was able to intervene and not only the lesson behind it, but also the sweet accountability and the sweet relationships that have been able to be formed, I've definitely seen just a mind shift with me. And not only have I noticed it, but even my teammates have noticed it inside my, you know, inside my team in the real estate world. And even my family have noticed it a little bit. So it was kind of funny. I'm going to share a funny story with you because I was hosting an open house last weekend. And, you know, one of my sweet agents comes in and she goes, all right, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to hang out here with you for a little bit. And I was like, oh yeah, what's going on? She goes, you know, I mean, I'm just not ready to quite go home yet. I need a little bit of counseling. And we were just able to minister to each other right then and there in the middle of an open house and just kind of, you know, lift each other up a little bit. So just open doors like that, even on a funny note, can just generate. So it's been really exciting.
I love that. And we had talked, one of my mentors, Abe Shreve, he introduced me to this quote that I'm sure he got it from somebody else, but things that are most personal are most universal.
Yes, I
and
love that
so
quote.
When you shared your heart and your struggles, very personal struggles, yes, they can resonate with a lot of people because of exactly what that quote insinuates, right? We're all struggling with relationship challenges. And yeah. I know the rat race that we could easily fall into that is able to numb out our pain and just get by and get by. And then all of a sudden we've gotten by and it's a year later. And the people that are most important to us, we're no longer connected with them. And how important it is to have those conversations around us that drive. And that's sort of what I want to even kind of lead into. It's just the conversations that pull us toward the vision that we have for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so tell me about that for you. Do you have a clear vision? I know in real estate world, we talk about vision boards a lot and being clear on where we're going. So in that experience with Bold and the things that you've done since then, like, do you have a vision for your blended family and a description of what those relationships look like so that you can be intentional about the conversations you get into that help pull you towards that and almost like recruiting other people to help make that vision come to life?
Yes. And I'm so glad you asked that because that is where I feel like I've stayed a little stuck with it. You know what I'm saying? And I've just kind of allowed to kind of sit and stir. What I mean by that is I've been able to just kind of sit and generate these relationships and I really do feel like work on my own personal family life. But now there is an intentionality that or this overall yearning to want to go a little further with it. You know, through just my mindset changing, I've been able to actually not only, you know, connect with other people in blended families, but I've also been able to repair relationships between me and my husband's, you know, first wives that, you know, or the moms of the children that I'm, you know, a stepmom to. Mm-hmm. So that there's power in that because now I feel like we're way more of a unity than, you know, divided as we started. So there is an excitement to do something bigger with it. And so to answer your question, yes, I am a teacher at heart. I love to teach. My passion is to teach. And I know for a fact there is going to be something a bigger and more united community from this. And Blended Bloopers is going to be something that is going to bring not only a community together, but it's going to be a community that brings a smile. It's going to be comedy. It's going to bring some just humor into what we got ourselves into. And so I think that my overall passion is to create I see a board of women. And I see, because every blended family is so different. I am now very, very good friends with a woman that walked into a blended family with no biological children. I'm also very good friends where her new husband doesn't have children and he is like overtaking the role of, you know, stepdad and disciplining. And she's like, wait a minute, hold up. Like, that's not your, you know, there's so many dynamics that are just so intriguing. No, I'd say no blended family is alike. And to answer your question, yes, I do see. I do see it just a board of women being able to share their experiences. So no matter what, my experience might not speak to somebody, but the person to my right and the person to my left will. And slowly but surely, God is putting us together. And we've just been able to meet and greet and really talk on deeper levels. And that's where we see this going.
I love that. I love it. And you know, because I've already told you, anything I can do to help you in that endeavor, I'm all on board with. Because from my perspective, one of the things that has really impacted my journey to where I'm at today is the ability to not only be involved with Christian ministry and all the things that occur in that space, but also be involved with early childhood education and the psychology of child development and what these experiences in our households lead to in adulthood. You know, whether they're intentional or unintentional, we all carry these things with us into our adult lives. And until we stop and recognize them and get clear on, you know what, I interpreted that to mean this. And the reality is that that was not their intention. So I need to reframe that memory, right?
That gives me chills. Yeah.
So where those two lines crossed, childhood psychology and even theology, like that's just what I've brought into this world. So while I'm not from a blended family myself, although I did see my parents get divorced in their 30th year of marriage, one of the things I share all the time is I saw them getting divorced like 15, 20 years prior. You know, like I was aware of the relationship dynamics fading throughout the time. And then finally, in their 30th year, they called it quits. So anything I can do to help, especially young people, heal and live the good life where they can see things in their past as a positive thing that helped them become who they are, I'm all on board for that. So keep me posted with
everything. I love that because that has been that is 100% been something that's so important is the fact that, you know, my stepchildren might not need another mother at all. And they have amazing moms. Okay. So I am very, very blessed to know that my stepchildren have great moms. So I'm not needed as a mother role to them, but I am in their life for a reason. And that is what I want to focus on. What is my reason for being here? Where's my influence? Is it a work ethic that they need to see? Is it just unconditional love? Is it whatever the case may be, instead of getting entrapped in, you know, they're disrespectful. Oh, I don't even want to, you can just get so entrapped in the negativity instead of realizing where your beautiful influence can be. And I just know what it feels like to be trapped in that mentality. And now I know what it feels like to be a little set free, and I choose to be set free.
That is amazing.
Live in that bondage. And you just said it perfectly. I've got a responsibility, not only with my bio, you can tell I'm part of a blended family community, my bio children and my stepchildren, but not only with my own personal children, but with my stepchildren, but they're in two totally different ways. And it's cool to be able to separate that and still see some influence behind it. I'll elaborate. One other thing is the simple fact that I think I shared this with you whenever we were able just to kind of have a fun conversation earlier. But even though my parents were not divorced, I lived in a blended family. We moved my family, my mom, my dad, my sister, and my brother. We lived in what's basically called today a manor. And it was a huge home. And we shared it with my aunt and my uncle and their children. And everybody in my hometown thought we were just the weirdest things. They're like, why are these two families living together? But we just thought it was the coolest thing. We always had somebody there. We shared vacations with them. I mean, they're just like my second parents, and my cousins were raised like my brother and sister. So talk about living the good life. I mean, it felt like a party all
party every night.
Yes. And the influence was amazing. And did we experience fights, and did we experience, you know, some major issues? Absolutely. But my memories of that is nothing but fun. And then I said, wait a minute, we have 8 children between us and a grandchild. This is a party all the time. Like, it's like almost like history repeating itself. And so if my experience can be remembering just so, you know, the good and the positive, that's exactly what I want our children, Todd's and mine, to experience. We might have some, you know, real life moments, but I want them to remember life is the party growing up.
I love it. And we had talked about that. And just to maybe one of the points that we shared when we connected earlier, there were some tough moments in that household with your aunt and uncle and cousins.
Yes.
Yet you don't walk around with those on the forefront of your memory.
Exactly.
So you are able to look back and say what a great life that was. But then when you stopped and really thought about it, you could recall some of those tough times, but they've since faded. And you didn't really do anything internally. You didn't have to go to a counselor, I don't guess, to get rid of those memories.
Right.
You just, the good overshadowed all of the bad. And yet when we're in it today, it's really easy for the bad to overshadow the good.
Yeah.
And you recalling that lesson and that lifestyle of being in that blended family helped pull that forward and apply it to your situation today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So God's got a sense of humor. That's all I got to say.
I love it. I love it. So Paige, one of the things that I think I hear in your story, and I've really respected this and seen this in your journey as a successful businesswoman and friend and mom, is the work on ourselves. You know, because like when I think about 8 kids and a spouse, every one of those kids, and I say this when I teach Quantum Leap in high schools, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. I believe that wholeheartedly. And when I'm able to speak to kids in high schools about that notion and about that universal truth, and I start to ask them to dream, and I ask them this question: if I run into you in 3 years from now and you tell me that life is great, life is unbelievably good, and you're living the good life, what is going on in your life for you to answer that question that way? What's your spiritual life look like? What is your finances, your job, your key relationships, your physical health? What's going on in those categories? And I lead them through a little exercise called goal setting to the now, where we think about that. And then I'll close the loop and say, listen, guys, when you go home, your family did not get to participate in this exercise today. So they don't understand the level of excitement or hope that you might have found in just dreaming a little bit.
Right.
So give them grace, give them mercy, and go home and be a leader in this space. But that is a skill that is tough, and that probably won't happen if you don't invest in your own self and continuously fill your cup so that you can then pour out on the people around you. So how do you stay full? What's the work that you do on your in your own world page so that you can keep your cup full so that you can share it with those around you?
Oh my gosh, great question. If I could be a student and make money, I would love just to be a student 24/7. I absolutely love learning. I love being in a classroom. It is just who I am. I get it honestly from my mother. We could just stay saturated in learning. I mean, but to answer right here, right now, this is the reason why I am Keller Williams for life. I mean, from the mentors that Keller Williams has introduced me to following the podcast, you know, the one thing, the books that I've just been able to learn from the real estate agents that have taught me, it's always starting with not just how to be successful in your business first. Really, it always starts with how to be successful with your mind first. Mm. I'm blessed to be in a brokerage that really puts that mindset in front of us all the time. So to answer, I am a 5-year bowl graduate. Sometimes I go 2 times a year if I can.
Yes.
And so I love going to the bold training. And then on top of that, we've just been introduced to some amazing podcasts and some amazing books that just are constantly in front of us. And so inside our market center, we have book clubs and we have mindset meetings at first thing in the morning. So we've just got some great systems in place in the market center that I'm at. And I'm lucky for the women and men that have put those groups together. And even though that they're not able to lead them all the time, other people have stepped up and led to keep that continued pattern just growing in our market center.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
For sure.
And because I know about the Keller Williams culture, because I'm inside the Keller Williams culture, what I would share with people is that most of the time, all those classes, especially the ones at your market center, that you're talking about, they really don't cost anything. And if they do, it's really affordable. And you don't have to be inside Keller Williams to attend. It's an open book. You can come in and take the classes from whatever brokerage that you're working with. Just come hang out with us and be fed in whatever way possible. Is that the same way it works at your office?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And it's been really neat. You know, my husband is also an entrepreneur, and we had a great training. I mean, granted, this wasn't on mindset. This was, you know, on a business aspect and to learn about a particular product a little bit more. And, you know, it was an agent that said, hey, bring your husband. He needs to hear this. And if he's an entrepreneur, he needs to hear this. So just always just that outreach mentality. I am just going to say this too. Something that really touched our community is the Quantum Leap that you just hosted in our hometown. And my children got to take advantage of that. And so a mindset and just being able to introduce that type of training is very important. So it is something that we are constantly looking for. If there is, you know, any kind of not only just training or not only, I guess I should say not only books or podcasts, but if there is any kind of one-on-one training, I feel like Keller Williams just does a great job and the leadership inside Keller Williams does a great job to make sure that not only us agents know about it, but our family members can take advantage of it. And I had 3 children enjoy and that Quantum Leap class that you hosted. So it was awesome.
I'm glad that you reminded me of that because I've already forgotten about it.
It was good. Like we're still talking investments. We're talking goal posters. Like I love it. It brought that conversation back at our house And it was just, it's been really neat that those are now common terms that if I would just speak it without that introduction from that class, I think I would feel more alone in the conversation talking about
sure.
it. Now I feel like it's kind of a bounce back, you know, talk between us, which has been really neat. So
we talk about it all the time. Nobody is a prophet in their own backyard.
Yes.
So I appreciate stepping in and taking that role to introduce those topics to those kids. And they were a joy to have too.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
What about books? And podcasts are free. So favorite podcast, you've mentioned the one thing. Any other favorite podcast or books that you would recommend to anybody that wants to explore?
Of course, The One Thing. I listened to that. Thinking Like a CEO with Gary Keller.
Yep.
And then I am part of some really cool blended family communities. One of them is called Nacho Kids. So that one's fun with some comedic relief behind it. We do have some local podcasts, you know, with even some of our local Baton Rouge agents that have taken on their own to host there. So, I mean, basically, I kind of float through a lot of them. My books right now are Atomic Habits. Absolutely love that. I've listened to it twice just recently. And You Are a Badass. I mean, every now and then we need to remind ourselves.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I love that. So what else can you share with people that are in a space today, this week, and they're struggling with their key relationships, with their stepchildren, even their own children, their spouse, their ex-spouse? What are some things that you could share with them today that might give them some hope that tomorrow might be a little better?
Wow. One thing I've had to learn and really put into practice and really not only meditate on, but really just have a personal relationship with my goals. And I'm very goal-oriented. So a lot of my goals centered around, you know, that monetary, I don't know, just being able to get something, you know, whether it's something I could buy for myself, something I could, you know, offer my family, something that I could earn, trips that I could take my children on. That's been always a huge motivation behind me. And with the environment that I've been around, I've been able to achieve that. I mean, for the first time, I've been able to leave the country, going on three times this spring to take a child with me out of the country. We've been to Europe. We've been to Switzerland. We're going to Iceland in April. So there's just been some awesome opportunity on that note. However, something that has really transformed inside of me is making my relationship with my blended family part of my goal poster. And they are a huge part of my life. And even when there's conflict inside that family, or more importantly, when there's conflict inside that family, that goal poster needs to be so clear on what you want for your family. And whether that's blended or not, your family has got to be part of your goal poster. And that has been something that's recently been very, very important to me on the goal poster. And when we talk about our 411s, which is our four lifestyle goals and our four business goals, we talk about them in depth. And when we talk about those four lifestyle goals, that's really where we focus on, because we finally made that realization of, if we're not living the best life, we need to ask ourselves the question, why? What's going on with that? And then our team's responsibility is to say, if something's going on, if something feels a little broken, how can we help you? How can we connect you with somebody that knows what they're doing in this area? How can we get some accountability? Can we be that accountability, or do you need somebody outside of this? And we spend a lot of time in our meetings once a week talking about not just our unit goals, not just our volume goals, but we really talk about our four main goals, which revolves around our family and our lifestyle. And that's been something that's been, we have a team coach that's really guided us in that process. So I think to answer very clearly, the way we talk about our goals have completely changed, because you ask somebody, what are you most excited about today? And if they can't answer like that, something's broken. And I could not answer like that. I could not answer, what are you most excited about? Not business, personal. What are you looking for in your mm-hmm. personal life today? I mean, everything in my life was revolving, to be honest, why it was an escape, and it revolved around business. Mm-hmm. All I could do was talk about how excited I was about my business. And talk about a change recently. It's been somebody challenging me, what are you looking forward to in your personal life? Valuing even the small things. So, you know, it's really neat to now hear our conversations. Like, what are you most excited about your personal life? And to hear, you know, somebody on our staff go, I had a very, very productive morning. I've got everything done on the transaction end, and I'm going to go surprise my little girl and check her out of daycare at 2 o'clock today and treat her to a fun day. Like, those are the things that's like, gives me chills.
Gives me the chills too.
Yes.
Gives me the chills too. I just love it.
That conversation has now changed in our team, which I'm just so excited.
Because those are the experiences that will change that kid's life.
Yeah.
You know, I just love it. And I know that you've been able to go on those out of country trips with bringing a kid, different child each time, right?
Yes. And yes. And in April 2022, it'll be three of them at one time. So it'll be really exciting.
I just love it. I just love it. So how have you been able to, like, give me an example of a goal? You know, when I went through the goal setting retreat with Jeff Woods, that's where I got clear that key relationships are my one thing. Like, without those, I'm nothing. And it felt so, Kelly Flanagan and I spoke about this on the episode that I did with him. It feels so cold to say, I'm going to schedule a date night with my wife. I'm going to put it as a recurring appointment in my calendar to go eat lunch with my kids at school. And it just seemed so cold. And he changed my words and said, how about creating a ritual?
A ritual. I remember that episode. I loved it. Yes.
So good. So tell me about some rituals that you might want to have, or you might have already implemented, or even just some of the goals. Like, help us. I want to have a conversation to help people get clear on what does a relationship goal look like? What's an example of a visual, like what's on a vision board that revolves around your blended family? What's a goal within the blended family? And then just coach me a little bit so that we can let people hear how you reverse engineer that to creating those rituals.
Yeah. So I'm going to be just quite frank. I'm on fragile water right now with my blended. We've got a lot of teenagers, and there is a little strife between them, which brings strife between us. And so I'm just going to be quite frank. We're starting in the very, very basics. When the old mentality of me would be to, when my stepchildren were here, to go into my bedroom and isolate. And because I felt like it was just more important for them to be able to have that uninterrupted time with their dad than me be part of it and cause a little stress. And I got well coached on that. However, there was one step that was missing. My husband came home from a long day at work. Why would I put him responsible for not only being there for his children, but to come up with a meal, to, you know what I'm saying? Like, where could I not be in my stepchildren's life, but where could I serve him? And so to answer that very basically, my clear goal was to have dinner waiting for him and his family. And it was still me. It was still me disappearing to the back to give them that quality time that they needed. But at least I wasn't stirred on how else I could maybe serve them. And that's something I'm still working on to this day, is because sometimes when you receive a counsel on something that you don't know about, you know, I have to admit at times I am not a blended family expert. I am living and walking this daily, and to trust an expert, a very, very wise expert in front of me, and trust that, it's sometimes very difficult. So that ritual, whenever I heard that podcast with him and you talking directly, that spoke to me. I remember I was driving on I-12, like weeping again, Paige Cosby, the crier, weeping, because that was what was so, it can feel hard and cold, because that's exactly how I felt. I felt like, I've got to prepare dinner and then go sit in my room. That ritual changed my attitude of no. They're here to see their father, and you're creating a ritual, and you're creating that time and that space for them without adding stress, and you allowing that relationship to heal when it needs some healing. I hope that that answered your question.
It did. Oh my goodness.
Because sometimes it's just so basic when things are broken. And I don't know who's listening to this that might be dealing with some huge break moments, but sometimes you just can't pick up where it left off. Sometimes you've got to take some back steps, and that's hard at times, especially in your own home and in your own environment. So I've had to receive some wise counsel, but those rituals are, I think, more vital and more important than they ever have been before, because they're able just to at least see, if not my stepchildren, at least my husband is able to see just that little touch of love for him, because we don't have that quality time together right now, but at least there is that little ritual behind that. So
I think that's a great example. And it makes me go back to the part of our conversation that says someday from now, we will look back. And it's what my coach and mentor, Ben Hardy, says, your future self is not who you are today. And so when you get really clear on what you want your future self, who that future self is, Paige, I know you enough to know that you would want to have provided for your family and provided those experiences that helped accelerate and catapult deeper connections and relationships.
Right.
And I love it. I think it's a beautiful example of something that you do. And then on your vision board, you might have the whole family together celebrating something and smiles on everybody's face where and everybody
Wyatt,
can.
I don't mean to interrupt, but God was good and allowed that. We went skiing in January. It was the first time that me and Todd were able to bring all of them to a ski trip. And that was magical to be able, I mean, really to see those relationships come back to life. We were not in our environment, but we were able to be outside of that environment. And some relationship repair certainly took place in that. And that was a huge investment on our part. And it was a huge gamble because we weren't quite sure how it was going to play out. It was amazing. And that was one thing that was on the goal poster.
I love it. Gosh, I'm so glad you shared that, because that's what my next question was going to be. How did that even come about? How did the idea, where was the idea born? And how did you and Todd connect and say, I think we need to go on a ski trip? I mean, how's that happen? Tell me about that.
Very cool. I skied and Todd skied in our younger years. In fact, we went to youth group together and didn't even remember that we went to youth group together. We went on ski trips as younger kids. He's been on multiple ski trips, so have I. And we even before we were married, after we were married, we made a point to go on a vacation together at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, and we would go skiing. And so we just had a passion behind it. Then it was, we just have to start doing this annually with the kids. Like, this is just, we took them once, but Todd's older boys, Todd's got some 20-year-old, 20, 21, and 26, that they didn't come to our first one. And it was all with my family too. So it was just a big, big group of us. And so at least everybody kind of got a little bit of an exposure to it. This was 2 years ago. And that's where we realized that there was just some unity in that trip. And so to be able to do that again, but with just our family, was extremely important to both of us. So that's just something that we have now made, or will continue to make annually. We just went in January in 2021. And we're already going to be planning our next one for 2022, just for that simple reason that it brings us out of our own environment, brings us into adventure and love and camaraderie and just that closeness that was just, wasn't a lot of effort behind it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of did their own thing when they skied, but we were all together because we were so wiped out in the evenings. And it just brought some great conversation and just good intentional time together without it feeling forced. So it was very neat.
I love it. I want to kind of conclude with this, and it's a word that has just sort of resonated in my head as we talk today, and that's intentionality, right? Yeah. Like even have just being so intentional with what you do, the words you use, and I think that you're able to be intentional because you have a clear vision and a clear goal of what you want those relationships to look like. And it's hard to be intentional without a clear goal and without a clear vision. So I know that you have a desire and a hunger to help people, to minister to people within this, you know, blended blooper sort of framework. How or where can people connect with you? Do you want them to email you if they want to have a conversation with you? Who are you looking for to help?
Right now, we are just communicating more through email. We do, we are going to be working on right now the Facebook page started off public. So it's just been brought to my attention that we really do need a private blended bloopers page to make that really be the page that we want it to be. So that is actually in the works right now after our recent conversation, Wyatt. So thanks for a little bit of that clarity. So that's getting talked about with a few other admins just besides myself. But right now, I would just really encourage you just to email me because we're just kind of in a pilot program. We want to see what people's needs are and how this Facebook page could actually serve you we don't want to be a rants and raves. We really want to be a mindset shift, and we want you to come to Blended Bloopers for a smile and for a, I'm not here by myself and I can do this. And I was put here for a reason. And so that is going to be our mission statement behind our Blended Bloopers, is the fact that, no, we're not perfect, but we are meant to be. So if you don't mind, Wyatt, putting my email in the show notes, it's page@calmesteam.com. And I would love just to kind of make some personal contact with you first, and let's see where this goes.
Gosh, I love it. I cannot wait. We're going to have another conversation in a year from now,
yeah,
to see how this goes. Yeah. I know that the need is there from my world and my experience in the childcare industry, and just seeing the blended families and what those conversations look like, those routines, the rituals, the whole deal. There's a great need. So thank you, Paige, for yielding to the call to help people and to turn your own journey into something that can give to other people. I just love that and respect that about you.
Thank you. And thank you for this conversation, because like now my wheels are turning. I've got my notes on really some things that I want to execute inside this Blended Blooper group to make sure that we are very intentional. So thanks.
I love it. I love it. Well, Paige, thank you so much. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers to you. Thank you, Wyatt. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Mentee Podcast. If you would like to take what you learned in this episode to a deeper level, head on over to thementee.com/bonus to access a free 30-minute training today. And hey, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a 5-star rating with a comment. I read each one and I use it to deliver content that matters most to you. When you do this, you're actually entered into a monthly drawing to win a collection of my favorite personal development books. And don't forget to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can learn more about The Mentee and our community by visiting us at thementee.com. I'm Wyatt Graves, and I'll see you next week.